Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
Have you ever had someone say something mean to you?
曾经有人对你说过一些不好的话，或者是对你态度非常不好吗？
How did you respond?
你怎么回应呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言十二章十八节。
Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18.
箴言十二章十八节，说话浮躁的如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头却为医人的良药。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来了解一下这一段经文的意思。
Reckless words. Reckless. R-E-C-K-L-E-S-S. Reckless.
一开始说 reckless words, 也就是浮躁的话、鲁莽的话叫做 reckless words. Reckless 就是鲁莽的叫做 reckless.R-E-C-K-L-E-S-S, reckless. Reckless words, 鲁莽的话怎么样呢?
Pierce like a sword. Pierce. P-I-E-R-C-E. Pierce.
鲁莽的话会刺透别人像刀一样。Pierce 就是穿刺、刺透叫做 pierce. P-I-E-R-C-E. Pierce.会刺透什么呢?
Like a sword. Sword. S-W-O-R-D. Sword.
鲁莽的话会像刀一样穿刺别人,刺别人。Like 就是像什么什么。像一把,像一个什么呢? Sword 就是刀或是剑,叫做 sword. S-W-O-R-D.所以这整句就是 reckless words, 鲁莽的话 pierce, 穿刺 like a sword, 像一把刀一样。中文圣经翻译成说话浮躁的如刀刺人。
But the tongue of the wise, tongue, T-O-N-G-U-E, tongue.
接着说 but, 但是呢 the tongue, tongue 就是舌头。T-O-N-G-U-E, the tongue, 谁的舌头呢?
Of the wise, wise, W-I-S-E, wise.
智慧人的舌头, the tongue of the wise, the wise 就是智慧人, T-H-E, 空格, W-I-S-E, the wise 就是智慧人。所以智慧人的舌头会怎么样呢?
Brings healing.Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, healing.
智慧人的舌头会带来医治。Brings 就是带来 healing, healing 就是医治。H-E-A-L-I-N-G, healing, 医治。所以 the tongue, 舌头谁的舌头呢? Of the wise, 智慧人的舌头 brings 带来Healing, 医治。中文圣经把这个下半段的经文翻译成智慧人的舌头却为医人的良药。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来读这一段的经文。
Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wiseBrings healing. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18.
箴言十二章十八节，说话浮躁的 如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头却为医人的良药。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入我们分享的时间哦。
If my neighbor often pierces me with his words, what should I do?
我们要思考的问题就是呢，我的邻居常用他的话刺伤我，我该怎么办呢？
When others pierce you with their words,
当别人用他们的话来刺伤你的时候，
You must first think about why.
你应该先想一想为什么呢?
Are your wrongful actions causing others to lash out?
是你的不好的行为、错误的行为使得别人必须要这样子发泄情绪吗?
We need to examine ourselves and think about why people are speaking badly to us.
我们需要先省察自己而且要想一想为什么别人要那样子、没有礼貌的对我们说话呢?
If it is because of no fault of our own,
如果我们实在想不出有什么自己的错误,
we need to try to respond in a godly manner.
我们就要试着来用上帝的方法来回应他。
And with kindness and honor.
用仁慈并且具有品格的方式来回应别人。
We should try to be good witnesses for God and respond with love and patience.
我们要为上帝做美好的见证，并且要用爱跟耐心来回应别人。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次今天的经文。
Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise...brings healing.
箴言十二章十八节，说话浮躁的如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头却为医人的良药。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to write to us.
如果你有任何问题或建议，请写信给我们。
We would love to hear from you.
我们很乐意收到你的来信。
We have teaching material on our website for you to download.
我们在网站上有讲义可以让你下载。
Please check it out.
请前往看看吧。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再聊吧。